The inevitable you. What does that mean? Where did it come from? When you think about it, when you feel that phrase, the inevitable you, first of all, it's not about me. It's not the inevitable me. One of the challenges in the self-help personal growth industry is that a lot of the speakers, a lot of the teachers are wonderful men and women, but they tend to teach about the world as their world is. They do not get into your world. I've been very conscious and very focused on making my coaching system about you, the inevitable you. Secondly, it's really about a destiny. It's about a trajectory. Now, a lot of people talk about journeys in life and, oh, it's a journey, not the destination, and the journey that you're on. Well, I don't like the phrase journey as well as I like the phrase trajectory. Trajectory implies a number of greater concepts. It implies acceleration. It implies rising momentum. It implies that there is a path and a journey, yes, but it's about the pace that it's moving. It's about the direction that it's going. It's not a mundane term. Some journeys, yes, they're very exciting. There are no trajectories in life that are unexciting, yet there are journeys that are that way. So when you think about it, when you feel into this inevitability, this destiny, this trajectory that is your life, I want you to think about the fact that what is transpiring, why you came to this audiobook, how you even came to spend your time and money with me, is a fact that there is a certain amount of doors that are open that you are consciously or unconsciously creating for yourself. And as you open these doors, or as these doors appear to open for you, the sense of inevitability, the sense of pending greatness, goes to the sentence that all humans have unlimited potential.